Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Built Like This podcast. I'm your host, Maxine. We're on episode 292. Hello. Let me start off by saying this. Look, I don't know how many times I have to say I don't appreciate small talk. And what I've noticed about small talk is it's applicable in any circumstance. Now, as you know, my birthday was yesterday, February 5th. And typically, whenever it's your birthday, whomever will ask you, oh, what did you do for your birthday? What did you do for your birthday? And I've noticed in the society, if your answer is not in alignment with how one should answer such question, then you're looked at as a weirdo or you're pitied. And it's like, can y'all look at my face? I didn't do anything for I ate vindaloo. I went home and had vindaloo. That's what I did for my birthday. And I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, no, but seriously, I just think it's so annoying when I'm asked like questions that regardless of my response, you should be okay with. I shouldn't have to come up with a disclaimer and say, oh, it's because I'm just trying to meet some financial goals, or oh, it's because I'm just trying to get my mind right on certain things, and oh, I'll celebrate in a few days. I gotta give all these fucked up ass, not even fucked up, but like, I just have to give these elaborate reasons. I have to be so descriptive on why I'm not celebrating my birthday in the way that you want me to. I'm well. I'm doing well. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I just think it's so freaking annoying because it just makes me feel like, dang, at this point, I think I'm just going to lie to people. I really do. I think at this point, I think I'm just going to say whatever it is to make you feel comfortable, because it makes me uncomfortable when the conversation now is awkward because you don't know how to respond to my real ass response. Right? I'm over here being honest as fuck. I'm like, nah, I'm just trying to meet some financial goals. I'm not really trying to celebrate anything or do anything too big right now. Maybe I'll celebrate in a few days. Or that is too awkward for some people. That is too much. Like, wait, what do you mean you're trying to be serious about life or trying to get some things in order? Whatsoever do you mean? I said what I said. Like, why do we have to? It's just so annoying. At this point, it's like, don't even say anything to me. Don't ask me how was anything. It's the same thing as how was your weekend? Y'all know I hate that question. What do you mean? It was a weekend. I wish it was longer. Like, how many Mondays do we have to experience together for me to say, oh, I wish my weekend was longer. All right, Bob, have a good one. Aren't you tired? Didn't you have enough? I've had enough. I'm so over it. It's so freaking annoying. How was your weekend? It was a weekend. And if I say, oh, I went to the park. I decided to take a stroll in the park with my dog or just by myself. I just caught up on some sleep. Then the person who's asking me that question is looking at me like I'm a weirdo because, if I was your age, I would be out and about. Okay, but you're not anymore. Live in your reality. Stop trying to live vicariously through me. If I find peace and joy and calmness and restoration and taking a nap, don't make me feel silly or guilty for not doing 33 the way you would do 33. So what? I'm not you. Oh, when I was 33, I don't know what I would love to be 33. You don't want to be old like me and not do anything. It's like, but I think I'm doing fine. I think I'm doing fine with this choice, with this life decision. I think I'm doing fine. And if I choose to change my mind the next day, then I'll celebrate the next day. But there's this pressure that's put on birthday people. We all are birthday people. But like, you know, whenever it's your birthday, there's this pressure to celebrate it in a particular way. For what? What did you do for your birthday? I watched my TV shows and I ate Vindaloo. I mean, can we talk about Vindaloo for a second? My God, my mouth is still hot. Shout out to Indian food. Like, that's enough. But like, this. So, ooh, if you, what if I was Jehovah Witness? What if I was Jehovah's Witness? I wouldn't even be talking about happy birthday or, oh, my birthday's coming up. I probably wouldn't even know my age. They don't celebrate birthdays. So at this point, you are disregarding my possible religion. Like, what if I was? No one's asked me that. Golly, I'm just so sick of it. Anyway, I just wanted to start off by saying that. Stop asking me what I did for my birthday, because my response is not going to be up to par to you. It's just stop. I'm fine. Thank you. Moving forward, let's get into Fannie Willis. Fonnie, I think it's Fonnie. Yeah. Fonnie Willis. Y'all remember I talked about her last episode and how she was getting under fire because of her alleged inappropriate relationship with her fellow Trump prosecutor. We know her for being diligent in trying to prosecute Trump and just being in the front lines for that. She is this Black woman who is apparently like this strong and, you know, sophisticated Black woman, and she's gonna take down Trump on behalf of Black America. Come to find out, she's a fraud. I mean, she's technically a fraud, I wouldn't say so, but it's just she's not going by the books, and she's going about her prosecution in a manner that's inappropriate. And it's inappropriate because she has actually admitted that she has developed a personal relationship with Nathan Wade, the same man I was talking to y'all about, who she hired to be a part of the team in prosecuting Trump. And she is just looking like just this inappropriate employer who decided to hire this person and pay him a hefty salary, about $600,000 for his role in this case. Prior to her admitting that she, in fact, has developed a personal relationship with him, and you know, by personal, we all know what that means, they're smashing. But prior to her admitting that, she was conveniently using the excuse of, oh, because I'm a Black woman, that's why people are trying to discredit me and make me out to seem like I'm, immature or not capable to do my job. But come to find out, it was proven, according to receipts and different supporting pieces of evidence, that she, in fact, was having an inappropriate relationship with Nathan Wade. So Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis acknowledged entering a personal relationship with a prosecutor who is helping her lead her case against Donald Trump. But she says that has no bearing on her handling of the probe. Ma'am, how does it not? It's like having a boss and you're the secretary to that boss, and the secretary is smashing that boss. They're having a relationship that is beyond professional. Now, sure, everyone's adult here. No one is having a coerced relationship, but still the matters at hand is sensitive. And typically when you are entering a relationship that is sexual, that is romantic, things get blurry. And people feel more pressure to follow suit of the the higher person in the relationship, the one who has more of a bearing in the relationship. And in this case, Fani Willis, she is the employer here. She's the one who is employing Nathan Wade, who has been credited as not as qualified as one should be against this case. So what she says here, so she says here in a 176 page filing that she disputed claims initially with Nathan Wade and said that, it says here, Willis disputed claims that her relationship with special prosecutor Nathan Wade posed a conflict of interest, and she denied she was improperly in reach by the Trump case. Last month, one of Trump's co-defendants alleged in court documents that Wade has used income he earned from the case to pay for lavish trips with Willis. So again, these are inappropriate movements that Fani Willis is making. And it's inappropriate because she's using tax-paying money, you know, dollars to not really use it in a sense that is completely professional. She instead is using it to go on these trips with this man that, you know, that consists of lavish trips, luxury hotels, resorts, etc. So, of course, it does have a bearing. It's inappropriate. It's misconduct, period. It's misconduct. Have this relationship outside of the case, meaning don't hire this man at all. But, you know, people are going to be who they are. People are going to be people. And if you are two attractive people who are attracted to each other and money is involved, sometimes a relationship that is sexual develops. What says here? So in 2022, the two prosecutors, quote, developed a personal relationship in addition to our professional association and friendship, according to a sworn statement by Wade that was included in the filing. So actually, he was the one who told the truth and decided to come clean. She says she argued that the relationship did not violate any ethics rules, and that there is no reason it should derail the case. She's purposely trying to play us, trying to make it seem like, no, this is totally fine. It's no big deal. No, it's not a big deal, because if it wasn't a big deal, you wouldn't have hit it. You wouldn't have purposely hit it. You wouldn't have come forward and say, oh, I'm being prosecuted because I'm a Black woman. No, if it wasn't a big deal, you would have just said, yeah, me and Nathan Wade are in a relationship and this has no bearing on the case. But in fact, it does have a bearing because you are clearly trying to hide it. And the money that's being used towards this case is actually being used to pay for this man and pay for these lavish trips. And it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. So she is also defending Wade's credentials and his billing practices. But this is just looking very, 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 very poor. Very poor, very disturbing. And it's disappointing. It's disappointing because she was seen as this glorified lawyer, head person in charge who's going to take down Trump, and Trump will be done for. His career, his political prowess will finally come to an end. But no, Fani Willis, she had to have that Nathan Wade dick. Fuck. Okay, let's move forward. So I want to talk about this OnlyFans mom who decided to promote content while at her kids' Christian school campus. I mean, like, this whole title is wild, right? Because, I'm sorry, what? But let's go ahead. ahead and get into it. You know, with this day and age that we're in, at this point, we have to start accepting people and the jobs that they work, because the world that we're in is so freaking inflated. Prices are ridiculous. And if she is a single mother at that, I mean, at this point, commend her for being able to support her children. A mother has reportedly been banned from parking at a private Christian school in Florida when she picks up her children because of a decal on her vehicle advertising her OnlyFans account. Now, this is hilarious because initially I thought she was promoting it as word of mouth, like maybe talking to her her fellow parents waiting for their children, talking to them and saying, hey, I have an OnlyFans account, you should check me out, and like giving them her phone and having them follow her in that spot right then and there type of thing. But according to this, and from the image that I'm looking at right now, and again, make sure you are following this episode on YouTube so you are seeing what I am saying and not just listening to me. Even though my voice is amazing. Hello. Hello. But yeah, look at here. This is what I'm looking at right now. So she is not only wearing an OnlyFans t-shirt, but she is driving a car with the OnlyFans decal, like the sticker is on the back of her car, is on the back window. So she is truly promoting the fact that, hey, I am a content creator at OnlyFans, and I'm making about 20K monthly. I feel like I'm growing into a space of there's a lot of money out here. And I think there's just this fascination of, wait, what? Someone could actually make 20K a month? Like that. It's hard to even grasp. But like, my mind doesn't even stretch that far. I have to purposely get my mind to recognize the amount that is so abundant. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me. But anyway, she is making 20K a month. She is 35 years old. Her name is Michelle Klein. Let me check out her content. But anyway, she raised ire of other parents at this Christian school in Florida. You know, Florida's already crazy. So, I mean, at this point, are we surprised? She's raising a lot of controversy because she is picking up her children at this school. And she is driving this OnlyFans decal car while wearing an OnlyFans too. Like, she is promoting it very straightforward, very publicly. Some want her family expelled. Okay, yeah. So some people want her family expelled because she promotes her pornographic material on her SUV. Now, people are so messy. Expelled. Now, look, I can say maybe she doesn't need to have a decal of OnlyFans on her car. A little too much. Like, ma'am, it's okay. But okay, that's one. I'm wearing a t-shirt. Let me see if y'all can see. Okay, because it's a crop shirt that I have on. I just raised my arm, so I'm hoping no nip slip. Okay, so she is 35. And she is moving as she pleases. I think, look, a lot of people are just jealous. I really do think it's that. And it's unfair that we talk about freedom, 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 America, the land of the free, yada, yada, yada. Yet we're not free to do whatever we want with our bodies to be able to survive and thrive in this world that we're in. It's expensive. And I'm under the, let's just say I think she does have a husband. Okay, I was just gonna say, if she didn't have a husband, she didn't have a man in the house to also split the expenses with, then I totally even get it even more. But Nonetheless, I think there is probably a sense of jealousy that some people have, that a lot of people have, for people who choose to be brave enough. It is a level of bravery to have a career in sex work in any capacity, whether you're a bartender, because there's a lot of bartenders who are dressed as strippers, who are scantily clad, and the less clothing you wear, the more tips you get, the more money you make. So, you know, it's not like you're making a drink while wearing your freaking, you know, Sunday's best. Where's the tippy? Show me the ass crack. You know, anyway, so the woman here says she does not think it's right. Quote, people are going to be offended by all sorts of things, different bumper stickers, whatever. But at the end of the day, this is something that supports my family. And I think at some point in our society, I don't know when, I don't know how soon, I don't know how many years it'll take, but because we are so much more entrenched in content creation, we will be more accepting eventually of content creations in the sex workspace. Meaning, oh, you're a content creator? Oh, what kind of content do you do? Oh, I'm an OnlyFans. I create sex work online. At some point in our society, we will now accept it as, okay, cool, that sounds good. Oh, tell me what your at name is. You know, I could follow you. Like, I think at some point, we will find a level of acceptance for it. And it may not be as big of a deal as it is anymore. I don't know. Maybe that's just wishful thinking, because prostitution has been a thing that this is the oldest profession. Prostitution has been around from the beginning. Okay. Like, that's the first thing you can sell. What? Your body. What else? Yeah, I think because now we're in this space of you can make money online, or we've been in that space, but it's more common to find people who are making additional streams of income through their social media profile. Now, in addition to that, if you're an OnlyFans content creator, you're making a shitload of money because people like ass and titties. So if it supports your family, if it's not necessarily trying to, you know, kill or, like, I don't know. I just feel like we have to let people do whatever they can. No, I don't want to work an 8-hour job a day in addition to another job that I have. I'm going to sell my ass. The fuck? What are we talking about? So, yeah. So shout out to Michelle Klein. I support her. Yeah, I support her. I think she's doing a phenomenal job. She also told that she says here, Klein told the NY Post that before she started her OnlyFans account 3 years ago, she and her husband had a, quote, little wild, you know, behind closed doors lifestyle that we've now decided to share. Okay, so they're swingers. She's advertising, definitely linked to explicit content, adult content for sure. Okay, got it. So she is making content that is of her and her husband together. She says, it's only me and her husband. No one else is brought in, male or female. We always were into cameras in our bedroom. So we said, hey, let's make some money off of this. Let's fucking go. At this point. So she goes by a particular name. I mean, at this point, we already know your real name. You might as well go by your real name. But her fake name is Piper Fawn. Okay. And she makes reportedly around $20,000 a month with this account. Like, what the fuck? Like, my mind doesn't even go, like, what does that even mean? That means there's $20,000 in your account? Huh? Like that. Whew, my God, today. Was reportedly asked to either remove the sticker from her SUV or park across the street from campus when she dropped. Okay. The only thing I would say, I believe that this is a Christian school that she said. Okay. That's the thing. I think it still would be an issue if she were to have her kids at a public non-religious school, but I think it's especially an issue and they may have a quote unquote leg to stand on because her children are in a Christian school. So this just is a little bit alarming. That's why I'm laughing. Like, damn, bitch. I mean, do what you gotta do, right? Do what you gotta do, but maybe not have the decal take up. Is it decal? Am I saying it wrong? But maybe not have it take up the entire windshield of her SUV. Well, girl, make that money. At this point, make that money. Thomas wants Klein's family. So Thomas is another parent at the school. And she is so upset by this woman and her choice to have content on OnlyFans that she is making it known this is inappropriate. She says, quote, "And no matter how poorly or how good I parent, porn is there." And that's kind of the first thing they're seeing when they're going into a place that should be educating them. She wants the family booted from the school because it violates Christian code of conduct. And she believes that a source who spoke to NY Post claimed that a student was expelled last year for having access Klein's OnlyFans with his phone on campus. That's silly. So a kid was expelled from the school because the kid went on his phone and got a 10-day trial on OnlyFans and found Piper Fawn's content. So he got expelled for that. Isn't that crazy? This kid goes to a new school and says, "Yeah, I got expelled from my last school." What you do? What you do, Tommy? Oh, I went on OnlyFans and saw Bob's mom naked fingering her clit. That's why you got expelled? He didn't come to the school with knives. He didn't, said nigger every day. No. He got expelled because he went on a porn site. I mean, technically, it's not even a porn site. It's known for porn, but you can create other content.
I mean, pussy content? I mean, what the fuck are we talking about?
But this is so sick. This is discrimination. This is discrimination. But I think, okay, look, at the very least, you should not have the decal on her car. And it's causing more attention than needs be. And, God bless. God, I really think it's an example of jealousy. Because again, other people are struggling in this world, whether they are in a relationship with someone, living in the same household financially, or they're struggling financially by themselves. Either way, people are looking at other people who are making 20K in a month, monthly on a consistent basis. And they wish that they could do that. They wish that they had the gall to go about their finances in a way that's quote unquote unconventional. I support it. I support it. I don't know if I could do something like that. I don't think I could, but I understand, and I don't have judgment on it. I really don't. I think we have to get to a point in society where we are progressing and we have to accept other people have to, not even have to, but other people are choosing to make money in a way that may not be quote unquote acceptable, but is it killing you? Are you dying? You don't have to watch my content, but other people will. And I'm gonna get that money. So shout out to Piper Fawn. You know, for some time now, I was thinking about getting an OnlyFans. Not in the sense of what she's doing necessarily. I'm just trying to like, I want to see what's going on. I'm dead ass. I just want to see what's going on. I just want to know who's on there. I know this nigga. I just want to see what's going on. Is that a problem? Want to see what other sites, other content creators are there? Let's talk about Drake real quick. I woke up this morning. The sunshine was smiling. I put on a happy face. Shout out to Destiny's Child. If you know, you know. Drake decided, allegedly, because it's not proven that it's him, but it's him. Whenever there's like a nude pic of someone that I'm kind of interested in seeing what's going on, I'm going to find out what's going on. And Twitter, aka X, always has what's going on available. And shout out to my friend who posted the link, and I was like, click. And I was like, oh, oh. So shout out to Drake. Shout out to Drake. Okay, let's move forward. So the Grammys took place recently, and it was a predictable time. A predictable time because Taylor Swift yet again took home a Grammy for Album of the Year. Yes, she won again. This makes her a four-time winner of this award, which is the most for any artist. This is crazy, right? Now, look, I don't want to come on here and say she's not talented or that she's not deserving of it. I think it's so cheap to say that. I really do. She may not be my cup of tea per se, but I am aware of her impact. I am aware of her music, and there are plenty of songs that I forget. Oh, shit, that's hers. That's hers. That's really good. Like, oh, I like this song, or, oh, this song is catchy, you know? And I think that says a lot. It's so easy for us to get so riled up and say, oh, she's not deserving of it, or why she keeps getting it, and why she always acts shocked. Sure, that's a quick and easy, lazy joke that is often said about her whenever she accepts awards. But I mean, it is what it is. I don't know if she is sucking someone else's dick, trying to, you know, ensure she gets this award yet again. I don't know. But nonetheless, I can't deny her impact. She has a stronghold on our society, on girls all over the world, many white girls, a few black girls. Like, she has a chokehold at that. So Taylor Swift winning this award is not a surprise to me. Jay-Z decided to come forward and pull a Kanye. Pull a yay. And you know what's interesting about whenever you tell the truth or whenever you let your qualms be heard? You are often painted as a crazy person or someone who's unhinged. And sometimes your messaging is not properly received. And sure, you're not responsible of how people receive you. You're not. You could do your best. You could try to articulate yourself in a way that is more acceptable or digestible. But ultimately, if you're telling the truth about things, if you're being very straightforward and honest, it's a hard pill to swallow. So you remember that year when Beyonce didn't win the award for Album of the Year? I forget which album was that. I think it was the album that included Single Ladies. So was that, hold on, let me see if I can figure it out. Which album of Beyonce was nominated for Album of the Year? I Am Sasha Fierce. Right. Okay. Yeah. So she had a few albums that was nominated for Album of the Year. I Am Sasha Fierce, the Beyonce album, the self-entitled Beyonce album, Lemonade, and Renaissance was I don't know Renaissance was nominated, was it? I thought it was, oh, okay. Damn, she didn't get it for Renaissance either. That's wild. But she didn't get nominated. Well, she didn't win. She did not win. My lip, okay. And of course, because of the, okay, I'm just trying to check my lips. Because of the strong, because of the strong fandom that is carried with Beyonce, of course, there's a lot of backlash whenever she doesn't win an award that people feel that she's deserving of. Like, I do absolutely think Beyonce should have gotten at least one of the Album of the Year awards that she was nominated for. Shoot, I don't know. Any one of them, honestly. All of them are great. All of them are great. And I feel like all of them are deserving of an award for Album of the Year. But anyway, so she did not get an award for that. Jay-Z decided to come forward and say, that doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense, and I don't support it, and I'm calling out the Grammys for this BS. Yet, and he said it in his own Jay-Z way. Beyonce and Jay-Z do have a great record of winning Grammys, though. This is not to cry for her Argentina, right? Beyonce has a slew of awards, a slew of Grammys, especially. I think she has the most, yeah. So she has set the record for the most Grammy wins in history last year after she took home the Best Dance Electronic Music Album Grammy for her blockbuster album Renaissance. So she has, I think, 31 or 32 Grammys. Right, yeah, no, yeah, yep. So she has a record of 32 Grammys between her solo work and her time with Destiny's Child and the album that she released with Jay-Z in 2018. So she has a great amount of Grammys. She has the most. So that's not something to forget about. But Album of the Year is such a big nomination that people still feel upset for her to not have won at least one of the nominations. It is crazy. It is, absolutely. I understand. But, you know, she hasn't won it. So Jay-Z won an award for some type of Dr. Dre award. You know, the thing is, we making shit up. Like, Dr. Dre all-time Jigga Jigga award. What? Okay. You know, it's all in the value that we put it as, right? So, okay, he's won that award. He came forward as he is accepting this award. Oh my gosh, it's not available anymore. Let's see if they took it down everywhere. That's so weird. Oop. I'm gonna find a clip. Hold on. Give me 1 second. But anyway, he came forward and basically talked about how we should. Okay, there we go. Let me go ahead and play it right now because he is bringing a lot of truth to power. And I did appreciate what he said. I think, though, there's a couple of things that needs to be mentioned. But let's go ahead and start this off.
You know, some of you are going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you made it, Rob. Some of you don't.
I mean, but can we talk about Blue Ivy? My God, she's only 12 years old. How has she grown so much? Oh, I'm so. There's a side-by-side picture of her next to her mom at the Grammys 3 years ago, and you see how short she was and how much of a little kid she was, and for her to still be a little kid essentially, but to be so tall and lanky, like she's literally growing into her body, it's just such a beautiful thing to see.
Belong in the category. Okay. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up and forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me, nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman. Until they call you a genius. Until they call you the great.
Okay, this is not the part I want to talk about, though. So let's see if I can find the other part. I think they took it down. That's so wild. But Twitter has everything, so typically I could find it easily on Twitter. I may have reposted it on my account. So let me go ahead and look at my account and see if I could find it. But anyway, he talks about how Beyonce was gypped from the album of the year, and for her to have made history. Oh, there we go. It must be this one.
Poster, right? And we love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. Try to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously, it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously, it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion-based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year.
There we go. Hello. So he said himself, not even himself, like this is fact. Beyonce has the most Grammys out of anyone. She has won the most Grammys. And yet not one of those Grammys include Album of the Year. So he's like, make that make sense. How does that make sense?
So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work.
Look at Beyonce looking polished as ever. Like, I know this nigga did not go up there and talk about this shit. I told him, leave it alone. Let it be. Beyonce's very diplomatic. She's not someone who stirs the pot or, you know, like tweets that are typically controversial. She's very to herself. And other people really do her bidding, whether that's her mom or Jay-Z himself, her sister, everyone but Beyonce. That's just how she was conditioned to be, it seems like. So I could only imagine what she's thinking in this moment. Maybe she's even happy that he's saying something. You know, maybe she feels like I really can't speak on this or be as honest as I would like. So go ahead, husband. Go ahead and do it for me.
You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed.
Okay, so we can just stop there. So I appreciate him standing on business right here while accepting the award of another Grammy nominee. Like, like what? But maybe something to that, right? In order to create change, you do have to be at the table. You do have to be in the room. You have to play with the oppressors. You have to negotiate deals. You have to be there. You can't just be on the sideline expecting change to occur. But I think sometimes with us Black people, we find too much value in awards that are not created by us. We find too much value in white people validating us. Now, with anything in life, we give it value. We give our clothes value. We give the jobs that we have value. We give podcasts. Like, we give whatever it is value. We reverse some people over than others because of what? Because we give that person value. Value is given. It's not just inherent. Like, no, it's conditioned. It's taught. it's something that is given. Like, we could create it. You know, money is just green paper, but we give it value. This label on my shirt or this type of bag that I have, we give it value or we don't. But ultimately, the point is, when we give things the value that we believe it has or that we just create for it to have, that's just another example of how we could create our own value. We could create our own award system and make it our own and really hype it up, so much so that other people would now see it as the award to get. You know, BET Awards, I know that has now become this like laughable award ceremony where a lot of these Black artists, including Beyonce as of late, has not attended. Drake included, I think Nicki as well. Like, you know, at some point in your career, if you reach that high level and you're a Black artist, you're no longer attending a BET award ceremony, from what I've gathered. And that's just unfortunate. Like, we have to put more energy into that. And maybe with BET Awards, maybe it's not actually run by Black people to make it completely Black-owned. But what about the NAACP Awards? That's another Black-focused award ceremony. So anyway, the whole point is we do have at least two things that I can name of an award ceremony that is for us, quote-unquote, by us. Why can't we also give those ceremonies the attention, the validation that they deserve? Why are we only giving that accreditation to the Grammys, to these mainstream white populated award ceremonies? Like, why can't we also give that attention elsewhere? Anyway, but I still do agree with him, though. I think Beyonce should have definitely have received a album of the year years ago. It should have been consecutively for all those albums she got nominated for. What? All of those albums are just chef's kiss. But hey, c'est la vie. C'est la vie. Okay, so it is alleged that Monique will be on Club Shay Shay. Okay? I don't know when that's going to happen, but I hope that's true. I hope it happens soon, and I'm here for it. I'm trying to see if I can find that clip. But there was this picture of him and Monique smiling, sitting together, or standing by each other as if they just got finished doing an interview. I don't know if someone just doctored that image, but as I'm scrolling through his Instagram, Club Shay Shay, I don't see any images of her and Shannon Sharp. So, yikes. Maybe that was a lie. But anyway, that would be interesting. That would be definitely an interview to watch as well, even though we already know what she said before about the industry, about Oprah, about Tyler Perry, and that other guy, I forget his name, but she has always been standing on business too when it comes to calling out the industry. But I would definitely look forward to watching that. I would definitely look forward to. But let's go back to Victoria Monet, the Grammys, and let's focus on Victoria Monet. I truly enjoy her. I really enjoy that song. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I love it. I really do. I love it so much that I forget the original song and who sung the original song. On my mama. Honestly, I forgot how it goes. I'm still singing the melody of how Victoria Monet is singing it. But I like the original song when it came out too. I was younger and I remember singing that song and dancing to it when I was much younger. But yeah, I love what Victoria Monet did to this song. I love the energy of it. I think it's a great morning song too. Like, there's been times when I've driven to work, and on my way to work, it's a super short commute from here, my job, thank God. But I'm playing that song on repeat because I'm like, I look fly. I look like it really is a confidence booster. It's a really good song. Anyway, so she got nominated for a Grammy and she ended up winning 3 Grammys. So shout out to her. Let's talk about how many she, well, specifically what categories did she win her Grammys? She won for, okay, well, she was nominated. There we go. So she was nominated for New Artist. She was nominated for Engineered Album, Non-Classical. She was nominated for R&B Song, Traditional R&B Performance, R&B Performance, Record, and R&B Album. She won New Artist, Non-Classical Album, and R&B Album. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Shout out to her. Well deserved. I think she is amazing. I wasn't familiar of her prior to this record and prior to the songs that came along this album of hers. And look, I'm not ashamed to say that. I know some people are like, oh, you know, bandwagon, now you want her dig. Cause so what? So what? Isn't that what you want? She's a great artist. Don't you want more people aware of her? I hate when people be like that. Oh, you should have known her before this album. She got 2 mainstream. Shut up. Anyway, so she is from Atlanta. I think she started off her career as a songwriter. I'm making that assumption because as I'm reading this little note here, it says songwriting partners, and it's including other people like Ariana Grande, Doja Cat. So I'm wondering, does that mean she started off as a songwriter? I don't know. But nonetheless, she is very talented, and I'm glad that she is getting the shine that she deserves. I think she's beautiful. I love the little family that she has. She comes off like a good energy, genuine type of person. So shout out to her for getting this award, earning this award. But I want to talk about this though. So she actually was being interviewed by Gayle King. We know her as the one who got scammed, right? Last episode I talked about that. But she got she had an interview by her. And in the interview, she talks about her sexuality and how basically her sexuality is just a topic point of this clip here. So let's get into it. Okay, so as you hear, she talks about her bisexuality and how she is completely comfortable in that and embraces that. It is what it is, right? Yet she is in a relationship with a man. She is actually engaged to that man who is the father of her child, whom she had, I think, 2 years ago or maybe a year ago. Her child's very young. And they're engaged to be married. She's coming on this damn interview talking about she likes women too and she's still attracted to women, but, you know, her bisexuality is a part of her, but she chooses to be faithful to her fiance who happens to be a man. I want to know, what was the reason? Why do we need to know this? And now, because of this interview, she is labeled as the first openly queer woman to win a Grammy for this record. So like she is making groundbreaking records and history for being the first openly, I think, Black queer. Well, like, you know, things used to be out of these labels, Black, queer, open, winner, Grammy, and mother. It's like, is this her humiliation ritual? Yes, I'm taking it there. Is this it? Because what was the reason? Why do we need to know this? You are with a man, not even just with him, but you have a child with a man. You are engaged to be married with a man. Why do you need to discuss your attraction to women as well? What does that have to do with anything? Like, to be so odd. Like, we accept that as, well, we should accept her, and that's her right, and her man should be comfortable with that. If a Black man came forward and said, I am bisexual, let's just say I'm a man, I like other women, but I choose to be with my fiance and be faithful to her, people would rip him to shreds. People would rip him. If he simply just said, I'm a man, I am heterosexual, I'm straight, but I am still attracted to other women, but I'm choosing to be faithful to my woman. Yeah, that's it. And I'm embracing that. That's my truth. People will not be like praising this man. He's so brave. No, we will be ripping him to shreds. He's disgusting. That's why men ain't shit. Black men ain't shit. That's what will be happening right now. You know, this whole idea of, oh, we should just accept women for being bisexual, and this is the way of the world, and so what? You're being homophobic. No, it's not about that. It's just, the respect factor that you are having for your current partner is null and void. Because why are you going on air talking about your attraction to other people, and yet you're engaged to be married to your fiance? You know, if a man was doing that, and I'm not even going to put the bisexual thing on him. I'm just going to say, if a man, because, you know, women are more accepted to be bisexual than men are. So that's why I'm not putting the bisexual thing on a man in this scenario that I'm creating. So if a man, being a man, because men are men, you know, just people are people, right? But I'm just saying, like, you know, men are seen as the ones who can't control themselves, and, you know, I'm attracted to women. I love women. I'm attracted to women. If a man were to say that and say, yeah, of course I'm attracted to other women. Of course. What's the big deal? But I'm choosing to be with Victoria Monet. I'm engaged to her, and I'm choosing to be faithful to her. We will still rip him to shreds. So I think, all in all, I'm just calling out the inconsistencies of it all. And yes, we live in a double standard society. It is what it is. But I just find it to be so frustrating when that is the lead topic, because what was the reason? No one cares. Like, no one needs to know that. Like, this whole, oh, she's the openly queer Black Grammy Award winner for this category. Like, y'all must be making shit up. What are we talking about? So what? So what? But shout out to Victoria Monet. I really do like her music. She's dope. I put that on my mama, on my head. Okay, Jam Master Jay's death has been solved. Has been solved. I remember when he passed in 02. I was super young, and I remember seeing this on the news, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Like, he would just shot up in the studio or on his way out of the studio. And for many, many years, since the case was still unsolved, it was still a mystery. And I just always wondered, what about Jam Master Jay could allow him to be in such a scenario, right? Like, why did he deserve such an outcome? Like, I did not understand why he got killed. Because he was never, at least I wasn't aware of at the time, of him being a part of any type of beef or any type of street crime that would be understandable for him to die in such a manner. Anyway, testimony began earlier, and the murder trial of legendary rap star Jam Master Jay came about. And come to find out that his godson was involved in the death of Jam Master Jay. Federal prosecutors say the Run DMC star's killing was motivated by greed and revenge. Adding the plan to kill him was devised after Jay cut the suspects, including his own godson, out of a cocaine trafficking deal. So I'm trying to see exactly what is the... Yeah, okay, let's see here. Prosecutors say Jordan was Mazelle's godson and Washington was Mazelle's childhood friend. This was a brazen murder. They murdered a world famous musician in front of people they knew. Prosecutors argue Washington and Jordan devised a plan to murder. Yeah, okay. So the friend, so a childhood friend of Jam Master Jay, as well as Jam Master Jay's godson, devised a plan to kill Jam Master Jay because they were cut from a cocaine trafficking deal. They were all in the streets. According to this, they were all in the streets making money, and they were in business together, in business of selling cocaine, well, trafficking cocaine. But for some reason, Jam Master Jay decided to cut them out of the deal. I guess his position in this business was of a higher status, so much so that he was able to make that decision to cut them out of the deal. And this was a big deal enough for them to decide to murder him. And it's all unfortunate. It is. I think, though, what I'm feeling about this is, I hate to sound insensitive, but it is what it is. Hello? It's the mic on. It is what it is. This is what happens when you sell drugs. What are we talking about? This is what happens when you traffic cocaine. Hello? Is everybody okay? And I think I feel kind of cheated right now because I did not get this impression from him. When the news came out years ago, I really just thought it was something that was like drive-by shooting or someone was robbing him and he got killed in the process type of thing. But for it to come out that he was involved in trafficking cocaine and this was the result, this is what happens. Sure, this doesn't happen to everybody who sells drugs or has sold drugs, but it is a common occurrence and it's unfortunate. But my goodness, why was this a scenario that he was living in? You know, like, especially being that he was in the industry for as long as he was in this legendary group, and for him to be trafficking cocaine. And I think another reason why I'm like taken aback by this, because Run DMC was not known for like gangster music. Am I off, y'all? Is it me? They were just like, you know, like they're like, ooh, hip hop, hooray. Oh, I think of that when I think of them. I know that's not their song. Who's it? That's Naughty by Nature. But I know Naughty by Nature, at least Tretch. That nigga's a... That's the nigga who sells cocaine. That's the man who traffics cocaine. But when I think of Run DMC, right, you think of Rev Run. right? You think of Daryl McDaniels.
I literally have their names up right now. I don't think of his name instantly, but you know what I mean? Like, they have more of a purity appearance. You know, this, like, you know, maybe I'm off.
But as I'm looking at older pictures of them, I think at the time, that's just the aesthetic of Black men in hip hop at the time. They just have this, like, this Kango hat. Is it Kango or kangaroo? I think it's Kango. This Kango hat and just, like, I don't know. I guess they do like Doughboys, but I don't know. The point is, it's 2002. At this point, he is long. He's already established in the industry as this legendary group member of this legendary group. And for him to be in this business of trafficking drugs, I just find that to be so disappointing. Now, granted, the music industry definitely cheats you from a good deal, right? They definitely experience poor contracts and they don't get the right amount of money as they deserve. But I don't know, man. I just did not expect for this to be the outcome. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, but this is what happens when you sell drugs, and regardless of the people who you sell it with, you know, regardless of the fact that, oh, this is my childhood friend, he would never do me dirty, and this is my godson, he would never do me dirty. No, when money is involved and drugs, you're gonna be dealt with dirty. You're gonna be dealt with dirty. But both of the defendants have pleaded not guilty. If convicted, they will face 20 years in prison. So we'll see how this goes. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to him. And we're going to wrap it up here, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate every listen. Make sure you have liked this video on YouTube and you hit the subscribe button on YouTube. My subscriber list is going up, 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 and away. I so appreciate it. It's so exciting to see the increasing support. Your support means so much to me. And this is, again, it's an independent production. For the most part, I am an employer now. I do have someone working for me and it's been going well. But for the most part, like, I'm not signed to anyone necessarily. I'm not under some type of deal with anyone. And it's a lot of work. So your support is so appreciated. And again, you can support me in a variety of different ways. That includes subscribing to this podcast on YouTube, as well as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leaving a positive review on Spotify, especially, as well as Apple Podcasts. And follow Built Like This podcast on Instagram. So thank you so much in advance for your support. And I will check in with you all next time. Peace.